Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, we are back. Good evening, everybody. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. The best in-game experience is at Chickies and Pete's before, during, after the game. Chickiesandpete's.com. Check out their website. A top 5 at 5 with Jack Fritz coming up here in just a second. Leading off coming up at 6 o'clock. And Ike, who's hosting leading off tonight?
Oh, man, Jackie Baseball.
Jack Fritz is an
idiot. Oh, Jack Fritz is hosting leading off at 6 o'clock.
Holy.
Who was on the air this morning when I came into the into work?
Jack Fritz?
Jack Fritz. Yeah, it was.
Jack Fritz was.
The camera came out the break or whatever. He's like, hey, Jack, you have 3 minutes to come on the air? I was like, do I have 3 minutes to come on the air? Of course I do.
Of course I do.
Also, a new High Hopes podcast I saw tweeted out was out today.
And a top 5 at 5?
And jeez. A top 5 at 5. Jack, you're too busy. In fact, like, he's too busy to do an open. How's the open for the top 5 at 5, Jack? Is that something you've been working on with Battle?
No.
Any reason why
you're
not?
Around to it?
Yeah, any reason? Were you just
swamped?
He's busy. He's busy doing all his stuff.
I'm a content guy, you know.
Right? Yeah.
Don't get to the beds, whatever.
Yeah. Don't worry about the production.
I also forgot Ike's 4 p.m. new song.
Well, he's also doing. He has to do. What is it called? For Glenn and Ray?
Oh, Tell Us Your Story.
Tell Us Your Story.
Yeah, we got to help produce that segment as well. So the Marks and Reese Show contributes to that show.
Once in a while, yeah.
Right, like we're in a meeting. It's like, hold on a second. All right, that's fine. All right. Yeah, but I'm very busy. But that's actually contributing to another show. You're contributing to yourself. That's what's stopping you from doing. Right. If this was, like, I would expect that you would want this open done because it's your segment. Honestly, it would make you sound better, but I guess you don't want to have to be bothered. Don't worry, I'll get on it this weekend, Jack. Don't worry about it.
Cool.
I'll get it on this weekend.
Sounds good.
All right. Speaking of Jack Fritz, and we'll get back to the phones in a second. It's the top 5 at 5 with Jack Fritz. It'd be nice to throw it to an open right now, Ike, but we don't have that, so we'll have the music band.
We do add an open for Tommy from down the shore, so once we get past that, we'll, you know.
Well, I tell you, everybody has an open around here.
Except Jack.
Because I don't like to make things about me.
No, you wouldn't do that.
Right, that's right. All right, so today I've decided to rank on Allen Iverson Day, obviously the practice press conference, the 5 best press conference rants.
Okay.
5 best press conference rants. Okay.
Philadelphia related
this is
or just
all time? All okay. time. Okay. Let's start with number 5.
Okay.
Vernon just it was something that I told everybody at the very beginning of the week. I will not tolerate players that think it's about them when it's about the team, and we cannot make decisions that cost the team and then come off the sideline and it's nonchalant. No. You know what? This is how I believe, okay? I'm from the old school. I believe this. I would rather play with 10 people and just get penalized all the way until we got to do something else rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. I cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Man, how do you think Vernon Davis felt after that?
About 2 feet tall.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when you got the samurai coming down on you like that, and that's for people who don't realize that's Mike Singletary's nickname, the samurai. Yeah, I remember that incident. I remember him throwing him off the field and Vernon Davis crying, going back to the locker room. And
holding his helmet. Yeah.
Yeah, that whole ordeal. So, but Mike Singletary was in over his head.
Yeah. I mean, because he hasn't really. I mean, he's been a position coach, but he's never gotten another sniff at being a head coach.
No.
So, all right, that's it. It's a great one, Jack.
All right, number four.
Mm-hmm. That's why I don't read the newspaper, because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage, attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right. And then you want to write articles about guys that don't do things right and downgrade them, the ones that do make plays. Are you kidding me? Where are we at in society today? Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. Write something about me or our coaches. I'm writing about a kid that does everything right, that's heart's broken, and then say that the coaches said he was scared? That ain't true! And then to say that we made that decision because Donovan Woods, because he threatened to transfer? That's not true!
Yeah.
I'm a man, I'm 40.
Oh, man, one of my favorite things about that whole contrived rant is the up and down in the emotional swing that he has. When he realizes, okay, I've gone back down too low. I got to rev it back up.
Yep.
Right?
You can tell that he's. I'm starting to lose energy. I'm mad.
Yeah,
remember,
I've lost
I'm
energy.
Mad.
I just remembered I'm supposed to be mad.
I'm pissed off, Angelo.
Yeah, it was like Doug.
Yes. That's what it
Except
felt like.
He didn't sound pissed off. At least Mike Gundy sounded pissed off a lot
Mike
of the
Gundy
time.
At least Mike Gundy sold it a little bit better.
Yeah, what a loser he is too, right? That's that greasy mullet that he's still got out there. I'm glad he hasn't had great success and moved on to a bigger program.
It's still at Oklahoma State. He's committed.
He is, and he was in trouble too. He ran into some trouble last year with players not being happy.
I think
with
he is a Cowboy.
Yeah.
Did he play quarterback there or something?
Yes,
he played at Oklahoma State.
I think I think he did. Play
he
at
did.
Oklahoma
yes,
State, yeah.
He's a Cowboy true and true.
Through and through. Yeah.
Good one, Jack. What's three?
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello. You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters.
There you go. It's the coach.
Philadelphia Eagles' very own. Herm Edwards.
Yeah, and anytime we'll have a show and I'll be like, I don't care about winning games this year. They can lose games for draft picks. There'll be a caller that calls in and says, like Herm Edwards said, you play to win the game.
Yep. That's all that matters.
Hello.
Happens every time. Hello. That's a great one. What's two?
Four picks against Grossman and two fumbles. What did you see about the Bears? We shut them down that way?
No, the Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Yeah, I
had
that as number
one. That's real.
And that's why we took the damn field.
He was so mad.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
And that's the podium.
Anybody that brings up the third preseason game as an example, they are fire hot right now. Denny Green went to the third preseason game. We played him in the preseason game. The third one. Who doesn't take the third preseason game serious?
You would have crowned them, then crowned their ass. They were up 20-0 at halftime that game.
Oh, yeah.
They're 1-4, and they give up 24 unanswered points in the second half.
Nobody told him to kick the ball to Devin Hester in that game.
Yeah, and listen, I was always a Denny Green fan, and of course, RIP Denny Green, but yes, correct.
Well, he should have been mad at himself for trying to sit on a lead.
Yes.
Tell me, they are who we thought they were. Well, you should have kept scoring points, coach.
Yep.
Instead, you shut it down and tried to milk the win.
They had a touch. They had a defensive fumble return at the very end of the third quarter by Mike Brown.
Yep.
Charles Tillman gets a defensive fumble return. And then Devin Hester goes punt return.
Yeah.
Wasn't even a defensive touchdown.
No. They never scored on offense. Freaking Rex Grossman.
Oh, man.
I can't believe he made a Super Bowl.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how.
Beat Drew Brees, too, I believe.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that was a great defense, and they were fortunate. They got lucky.
You know who would have played in that game?
Mm.
with a chance to go to the Super Bowl, the Eagles. Had the Eagles beaten the Saints the week before, that would have been the Eagles in the NFC Championship.
Yeah, the Reggie Brown hit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
All right, so that's two. I actually had that written down as one. So what's one, Jack?
We sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice. I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice. Not a game. Not the game that I go out there and die for and play every game like it's my last. Not the game. We're talking about practice, man. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice.
There it is, the anniversary.
Now, see, AI forgot that he was talking to the media, which in turn, he was talking to the fan base. You're not talking to the crew, AI. Like, that's the conversation we're having at the barbershop.
And they're
agreeing. Can you believe these motherfuckers don't talk about practice, man? They want to get on me about practice, not the game that I go out there and give my life for and die on the court for every night. These bleepity bleeps want to talk about practice. That's the conversation you have with the family at the house, not at the podium.
Yeah, or his crew. He probably had that conversation 100 times at Fridays with his crew.
No doubt he did. He had a keeping it real moment. When it's like, in reality, technically you may be right, but technically you're wrong too, because you're trying to explain to people that practice isn't as important as people think it is.
And he goes, "I know it's important. I know it should be there, but we're talking about practice, right, man." He tries to acknowledge that he knows. I know I'm supposed to be there. He goes, "I know it. I know it. I know it.
I know it." Yep.
When we talk about practice, man.
What the hell are we doing here?
So he averaged 31.4 points that year per game. And that's what he looks at.
Yes, that's exactly what he's looking at. Like, what the hell are y'all talking about?
It was his highest minutes per game that he ever played in. So he's playing almost 44 minutes a night. He's averaging 30.4, right? So he's just looking at pure production of what he's doing. So
I'm going to tell you what I always said about that, too. And I hope BK don't take this the wrong way, because it's not necessarily aimed at BK. But he was the general manager. But really, it was Larry Brown. Larry Brown basically sold out AI with that. And the moment you tell the media that he doesn't practice any, or he's not there, he's hungover, or what have you, that's why the media is asking you that question, AI. The media wouldn't know this or care if the team is protecting you.
Yeah.
You know how many guys that...
What were you saying, Ike?
Yeah.
How many?
Yeah.
Donovan here.
Stop, man. Stop. You know when you do that, people believe you. That's not what I'm saying. And to be candidly, I don't think that ever happened with Donovan, not while I was here. But I do know of players that may have had a long night the night before and used "I don't feel good" or whatever to not practice. These are normally star players, because a backup player ain't doing this and get away with it.
Right.
So what happened is, you're going in there in the training room, sleep it off, right? Just make sure you're in the meetings.
Yeah, go take 2 hours, sleep it off. Yeah, we'll see you at 10, 15.
I know of that happening, right? But I can imagine from a basketball standpoint, they practice a little more, and you got to be ready for games throughout the week. With us, we only got to be ready for one game a week.
So training camp, I think it was 2008, maybe it was 2009. There was where Andy would have these veteran days, and from a broadcast I was at, happened to be the night before a veteran day, and like half of the Eagles showed up to, I forget even what the name of the place was, in Bethlehem.
And, oh, yeah, it's a couple spots out there, yeah.
And like, the place was crazy, because these guys knew that they had an easy day the next day. And, like, you know, people got crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, and then you see them the next day out at the field, and I remember a couple of the guys were kind of just, like, kneeling there holding their helmets because they knew they didn't have to do stuff. But, were they feeling it that morning? I guarantee you they were feeling it that morning.
So I can only imagine with him.
With AI?
Yeah. Let's face it, he's legendary as far as hanging out. His nightlife was legendary, too.
maybe more so than or as much as anything else, right? Like, yeah, I mean, what came with Allen Iverson was the whole rock star thing, right? Mm-hmm. He was a rock star. He was a huge global sensation, and everything he did, he played that hard, he partied that hard, he loved that hard. You know what I mean? Like that was AI.
That was AI. Yep. Absolutely right.
All right, back to the phones. First of all, let me tell you about Guided Door and Window, and their big sale continues. Buy one, get the second at 50% off, plus interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Call Guided Door and Window today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit GOGUIDA.com. All right, we asked you if Devontae Smith can get 1,000 yards in his rookie season. Mike in Port Norris, do you believe it? What's up?
Oh, I believe it. Especially the main reason I believe it is because I feel like the Eagles aren't going to have that great of a year. So I feel like there's going to be a lot of garbage time for him. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he's going to rack up a lot of yards during that.
Yeah, I mean, I agree that if the team has 5 wins, he's likely to be a recipient of some of those garbage yards, right? But I actually think his impact is going to be real, too. I think it's going to go more than – like Dak Prescott, when the Cowboys won 6 games and he threw for 5,000 yards, 2,000 of them were garbage yards when they were losing, right? Like, I don't think it's going to be garbage yards. I think he actually has a real impact.
I think so, too, and I think the extra game on the year, I mean, I know it's only one, but that can help, too.
Oh, yeah. That's big. Mm. I agree.
What's your notable off-the-field Philly sports moment, Mike?
The Flyers, with when they had the show for the Road to the Winter Classic, and Ilya Bryzgalov went off talking about the universe.
Oh, that's a great one. Thank you, Mike.
Now, what was that on?
HBO.
Was that the HBO thing? Yeah. Well, that's when I saw the the documentary they had out at that
the
time.
Broad Street Bullies one.
Bullies. Yeah, I love that. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't
very
know
good.
The history, right?
Yeah, like, it was awesome.
And that was pretty good.
Rob Zombie did it. It was very well done. That was a pretty cool time to be a Flyers fan with the Winter Classic and the HBO series. You know, Bryzgalov was amusing. Mm-hmm. Right, but I can guarantee you that they didn't necessarily like him in the locker room.
And the Flyers are the ones who introduced me to Mac Miller.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I never heard of Mac Miller before that HBO thing with the Flyers and the Knock Knock.
Yeah, they had a couple of really good hits at the time, music hits at the time that they incorporated in the.
Well, that Knock Knock is what they would play when they won.
Yep.
So that was I fell in love with that song. Just based off of that HBO series.
What year was that?
16, maybe? 15?
The Winter Classic and the Rangers?
Yeah. Yes.
No, that was like 2012.
Was it that far back?
Yeah. I didn't know if I can remember that far back, yeah.
Mm. All right. Let's go to Eric in Atlanta. Eric, what do you got?
It's almost 10 years.
It's almost 10 years, huh?
Man.
What's up, E?
I don't think Devontae's going to get 1,000. I can see him getting 700-800, and I think that'll be really good. But it's a rarity for a rookie wide receiver to get 1,000 yards.
I think it is.
Like maybe 24, I think, including Jefferson, I think.
So Jefferson did it.
It's not even one a year, Eric.
No,
it's not even one a year.
Jefferson did it last year. A.J. Brown did it in 2019.
Yeah.
So they're the two latest examples of it.
And, you know, also – with Rodgers, I'm a big Aaron Rodgers fan, but we're not ready for Aaron Rodgers. I was debating with Joe earlier that I think probably with all the teams that needed a quarterback in our division, we're probably the worst team that he can come to. I would say the Redskins have a better team than us and the
Giants.
And the Giants. Mm-hmm. We have so many different holes.
Oh, yeah.
But like, I do like the Kerryon Johnson pickup that we just did. Because I feel, I'm not saying that he is, but he can be arguably the best running back on our team. That kid can play. He had that one injury, and after that, it's like Detroit just gave up on him.
Torn meniscus. They drafted a running back in the second round.
DJ Swift. I mean, DJ.
DeAndre Swift.
DeAndre Swift, yes.
Who, by the end of the year, looked really good.
Yes.
Looked really good by the end of the year.
And so. AP, they can't even get rid of AP out there.
No, he won't go away. Keeps coming back for more.
Yeah, he won't get him.
Is he still on the Lions?
Yeah.
Is that a multi-year contract?
Yeah. AP's still there, right? I believe so.
I don't, man. I mean, as long as I love seeing him play, continue to play. Like, why the hell not?
He's effective. I mean, we bring back Jason Peters.
Yeah, he's still in the Lions.
Yeah.
36 years old, which in running back in the NFL is more like a baseball player at 46.
Listen, I guarantee you right now, AP could come here and he's our best in between the tackles runner. Like, that's what he is. He's not used as an explosive guy. He's the guy there for the tough yards.
3-4 yards.
Yeah, in between the tackles.
Yep.
Yeah, he's still
pick up first downs.
He's a free agent.
Oh, he is a free agent.
Yeah, he said he's looking to play for a contender this year.
Oh, he is.
So they have DeAndre Swift out there, who's pretty good.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. He's better.
They took him in the first round, I think, didn't they?
He was their second round, but
second round pick,
top of the second round. Because remember, a lot of people thought Andy was going to take Swift at the end of the first round. They went in another direction.
Well, they should have took Swift.
Yeah, they should have.
They took Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah, who didn't look all that great.
No, he wound up having to trade for Le'Veon.
Yeah.
I don't even remember playing.
He didn't play a whole heck of a lot. No, but like, but he just wasn't. He wasn't great. He wasn't great in his for sure. Let's go to David in Germantown. David, how are you?
Hey guys, what's going on?
What's up, Dave?
What's up?
Just to comment on, y'all switched topics too long. When I parked and I turned on the radio, they were talking about AI with the practice.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So then y'all mentioned Philly moments. I mean, were greatest moments in Philly.
Off the field, Philadelphia sports moment. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, this is off the field. This is in the house. This is in the house. All right, yeah, one TV, right?
Yeah.
All right, my greatest Philly moment was on April 18, 1987. It's Mike Schmidt, the 500. Couldn't see it. Why? Mom Deuce came in was like, you got to cut the grass. I'm like, what? Are you sick? All right, go out there. I mowed the lawn. It's springtime. She's real tight on the air.
Sure, yeah.
And I come in, turn the TV on, and I get the news on Channel 6. And the big story on Action News tonight is 500. Y'all was so hot.
And he hit 500. You do realize that's on the field, though, David?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, in the house.
He's saying it's his moment of being in the house and not seeing it.
Yeah, he liked the story, yes. Okay. He was off the field. David was off the field.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Off the mark and off the field.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Let Chickies and Pete's handle your Mother's Day meal with Mother's Day to-go brunch packs. Seafood feast, crabby brunch packs are available. ChickiesandPete's.com for details. Rest of your phone calls, Marks and Reese text line. Also, there's some bad injury news for tonight's 76ers-Pelicans game. We'll tell you about that. We have the Philly starting lineup, so I'm going to give it before Jack gets a chance to give it coming up at 6 o'clock. With
Appreciate
leading
it.
Off. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.